I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The well-known and much-beloved hummingbirds are back in West Virginia for another year. Coming up, we'll talk to the DNR's ornithologist Rich Bailey about how to spot them and bring them in close to your home right after this. Rich Bailey with the DNR's Elkins Operations Center says hummingbirds have been back in West Virginia for a few days now.
Ruby-throated hummingbirds have just started to be reported in the state. Usually April is the month that they arrive. In the last couple weeks, they've started showing up, as you would expect.
Despite some colder temperatures and even snowfall in parts of West Virginia, Rich says that does not stop these tiny creatures.
Believe it or not, hummingbirds are pretty hardy animals. They can take the cold without a problem. Really, the big concern with hummingbirds is food, but this time of year, bugs are starting to fly in the air, and hummingbirds, believe it or not, eat a fair amount of bugs in addition to the flower nectar that we're used to thinking about them eating.
Speaking of that food, Rich says hanging one of those feeders is the best way to get them in close to your house.
A lot of people love to put up hummingbird feeders in their yards. They love watching the dog fights, hummingbirds chasing each other. Put the feeders up, and you're almost guaranteed to get a hummingbird in your yard if you put it up in the state.
And a lot of people like to fill those feeders with that red-dyed food you buy in the store. But since our trips to the store these days have to be essential and it's an alternative, in fact, Rich says they would prefer you use the alternative at all times.
You know, the good news is all you need is sugar and water. We actually recommend that you not buy that colored hummingbird feed that you can find at the stores. That red dye is not necessarily something that hummingbirds need. All you need to do is prepare a mixture of three parts water and one part sugar, or I said four parts water and one part sugar, and mix that up and put it in your hummingbird feeder. The real important thing is to change that sugar water out on a regular basis. You don't want to let it go on too long. It can gather bacteria and it can get unsanitary for the hummingbird. So we recommend that no matter what, you dump and rinse and clean and replenish that feeder at least once a week.
Now, they are aerobatic flyers with insect-like movement, and what you're watching is when they become territorial.
They're very territorial, and oftentimes a male hummingbird will stake out his territory, and often it'll include a hummingbird feeder, and he'll keep a vigil and keep a perch on that hummingbird feeder and try to chase off the other hummingbirds.
Keep those feeders clean, and you'll have hummingbirds coming in all summer long. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.